What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the show today. Rick Mulready here. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're having an awesome day today. So today we're going to be talking about TikTok, specifically how to use TikTok to grow your business, to make sales, to generate leads. And if you're anything like me, you understand the opportunity that exists with TikTok, but you just have not pulled the trigger. When I think of TikTok personally, the word that comes to my mind is overwhelming. Like, I see, you know, I go on TikTok not every day, but I watch the TikToks. I watch TikTok, right? And I watch the videos and I'm like, I have no idea how they did that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, it'd take me forever to figure that out, right? And so that's sort of my mindset around TikTok, but it has changed, okay? And my guest today has been the reason that my viewpoint around TikTok has changed and the opportunity that exists with TikTok. And my guest today, her name is Kenya Kelly. She's an accelerator member of our coaching program. She is a coach, she's an author, and she's a speaker. And Kenya helps female online course creators, coaches, and consultants increase sales using TikTok, right? So many of us online business owners, I mean, again, if you're anything like me, like we've often thought, well, it's just a younger crowd on TikTok. Well, as you're going to hear today when Kenya talks about it, that is, I mean, yes, that's very much the case, but there's also millions upon millions upon millions of people who are, let's just say 30 plus, right? And so Kenya makes the very strong point today is that your audience is on TikTok and you don't have to get all fancy and learn all the functions and do all the things when it comes to TikTok, at least at first, right? In order to be successful. Kenya has built up a following on TikTok, get this, to just under 500,000 people in less than 2 years. She, at the time recording this, she has 488,300 followers in less than 2 years. And so she makes sales every day using TikTok. She generates a ton of leads on TikTok. And today she's going to break down exactly how she's done it, how you can do it, and how you can really leverage the fastest growing social media platform to grow your online business. So without further ado, let's go hang out with Kenya Kelly. So Kenya, TikTok's got to be one of those things where everybody wants to know, should I be doing it? How to do it? And I would imagine there's probably like a dozen questions that you get every single day.
Yep.
Like, what's a question that people should be asking you when it comes to TikTok for business, but they're not asking you?
What should they be asking? How are people making money on TikTok? Because most people are saying, can you make money on TikTok? They're not making money on TikTok. You got to dance to be on TikTok. They're not really asking how.
So how to make money on TikTok?
Yeah.
Because yeah, everyone thinks we have to, I've always thought like, oh, I have to dance. I got to point at things on the, like, and things appear. So what I'm hearing is we don't have to do that.
No,
in order to be, if we want to be successful on there, we don't have to dance.
Mm-mm. You do not. Not at all.
All right. All right. Well, I want to get into why that's the case and what other things that we can be doing. And I will ask you how to be making money with TikTok for business. So yeah, let's get right into who you are and how you get into this whole thing and really what you specialize in and who you help with your services.
For sure. So I got into TikTok because like I owned a branding consulting business back in 2020. And when the pandemic first hit, I was kind of freaking out with the rest of the world thinking that we're going to go into a recession. And so I started praying, asking God for a strategy for my business. And I heard TikTok. I thought I was crazy. I was like, oh no, I'm crazy. I'm dealing with fear. And so I just kind of chucked it for like a day and then it kept coming. And I was like, what if this is the strategy? Like no one I knew was talking about TikTok. I wasn't talking about TikTok and I sure didn't have the app on my phone.
I was going to say, so had you been doing TikTok yourself?
No, I saw Chalene Johnson do the baby shark challenge in 2018. That was the last time I ever even thought about TikTok. So to hear that word was something that had to come from somewhere else. Cause that was not, there wasn't a word that was in my house or on my radar.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And so you're like, all right, maybe time to go. It's time to go the TikTok route. Yes. So, and you had this branding agency and you're like, okay, time to go this route. Mm-hmm. Did you know what this route was besides it being TikTok? Were you like, oh, I'm going to monetize this? Or did you have any plan at that point?
No, because all I knew was the baby shark challenge, right? And, you know, so I was like, the baby shark challenge. So I just kind of got on there, downloaded it, and I started watching all this content. And I was just like, what is happening? It just felt like a whole new world. Like, I didn't understand what was going on. So when I first kind of started with it, I started dancing because I'm actually a really good dancer. And I was like, I'll just learn some of these dances. Then I was showing videos of my cats because they would go viral on TikTok. It wasn't resonating with me about why I was hearing TikTok. I just knew I heard it. And so I said, well, let me just play around with it. You know, anytime something is new, you've got to learn it. And so I'm playing around with it, not with the intention of business, but with the intention of maybe I'm about to be famous.
Let's be honest here, right?
It's like, maybe I'm gonna blow up, you know, and be famous. But it wasn't until I did what's called a duet. Someone had done a video and I did a side-by-side reaction to it. And the video went viral and I gained my first 1,000 followers. And then it clicked. Oh, this is why I'm here. I've got to figure out how to put myself on this platform with what I do creatively to get to my target audience. Did I think they were there? No, but I had the light bulb moment then.
Who was your target audience at that point? Were you clear on it? Because I know this is a conversation that we've had, but when you were just starting out, did you have any kind of clarity on who your audience was?
Yeah. So I had a branding and marketing, consulting agency. So we were already designing brands for entrepreneurs, people that were just getting started in entrepreneurship. They needed to know clarity in their brand. They needed their logos, websites design and things of that nature. So that was who I was trying to reach on TikTok because that's the products we were selling.
All right. I want to get into like how you started to learn it. Cause I think this is one of the things where people get, you know, you recently did a presentation for our accelerators and you asked what was one word that people thought of, what comes to mind when people think of TikTok? And I think more than a few people said overwhelming.
Yes.
That there's so many things, you know, like, well, we think that there's so many things like what types of videos to do? What is this with trends and music? And do I have to dance? And all this other stuff. So how many followers do you have now?
488,000.
Almost 500,000 followers.
In 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. How did you do that? Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
How did you create 500,000 followers in 2 years?
For sure. So the first thing was I did not know what I was doing on the app. There weren't any tutorials. There weren't any video, like YouTube videos. I literally learned it one button at a time. Like I have a lot of really, really bad, bad TikTok videos that are still on the platform that I refuse to delete. And I just, I told myself, because I remember I had one moment where I said, this is awful. I feel defeated. I feel old. I feel like I want to quit. But I said, I'm going to give it 6 months and I'm going to show up every single day for six months, the same way I did when I first started my business. I was like, nobody knows me, 6 months. Let's just be consistent with it. Cause I know my claim to fame is I show up. I don't care if I'm not the best or whatever. I'm always the one that shows up. That's how I beat everybody. And so I said, this is what I'm going to do on TikTok. And every day I was just trying a different button, trying a new feature. And I just kept trying and I would create a piece of content. And then, and I was just, I just kept on trying. And what ended up happening was, I can't remember which video of my, no, I know what happened. I did like a small train, like a sound, and it was like 7 seconds long was my video. And I talked about how I had gone through divorce and instead of being bitter against my ex-husband, I wrote a book. And so I showed a book. It's a business book. It has nothing to do with him. I showed the book, put the book down, and I did a very just side-by-side dance, like just very simple. The video goes viral. Books are selling like crazy on my website, Amazon, Kindle. And I'm like, what is happening? And I realized that I don't have to know all the buttons. I don't have to know all the features, all the, I just had to just create a piece of content that was relatable to my target audience that was just me on camera. And I started doing that every single day.
What do you think made it viral?
Honestly, I think that people like petty things. I think people like, because like in my video, I said, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I was like, I found out my ex was cheating 8 months into marriage. And instead of being miserable or bitter, I wrote a book. And so I showed the book and I put the book down. And then on top of it, I said, and I made $1 million since divorcing him. I bet he's watching me on social media. So because it was petty and it was like, she made $1 million. How'd she make $1 million? You know, it was like, it was all that in the mix of it. And from a viral standpoint, the reason why videos go viral is because somebody watches it. They watch it all the way through. They watch it again and again, and they share it. And so the video was short enough, but also caused people to want to like repeat, what did I say? What did I do? And to get, a copy of what the book said, and it caused the video to go viral and they were sharing it.
And you were selling books in the process as a result.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had never sold that many of my books in the history until that video.
Now, were you telling people to go buy the book?
No.
You were just showing it and you were talking like, hey, I just, instead of getting bitter, I wrote a book.
I literally showed that book for like a second or two, probably a second, like 1.5 seconds. That was it. And I put the book down.
And people were like, wait a minute, I want that book.
Yes.
And did you, were you like linking to it in your profile or?
Yes. So it was already in my bio. It was already on Amazon. And then when the video was going viral, all these people were asking, how do I find the book? And so I started going, oh my God. So I started, right, I had to respond to everybody in the comments. It was so many people asking that TikTok told me, hey, stop responding. Cause it's like, if you respond too fast to a bunch of comments, you look like a robot. And so I responded to so many people because it was so many that I had to pause for a couple hours.
Wait, TikTok told, like, how did that happen?
So you get like an alert that just says your same comment repeating, please stop, something like that. It just keeps you from being a bot.
It's like, we're watching, we're watching you. So were you kind of like, all right, I got this now? Or was it like, ooh, I caught, you know, I caught something that works here. I'm going to try to keep figuring different things out.
Yeah.
Or was it more of like more of that? What was the sort of, where'd you go from there?
It was more so, ooh, I see what's happening here. And, but the business side of me, I didn't want to be known for being this petty divorce woman. Cause that's not who I am. I'm not mad at my ex, but I said to myself, huh, how can I create content that feels like that, that, that takes people through the hook, the dip, the surprise and make them want to share it. And that started to teach me this kind of viral hack with my business content.
All right. So you kind of learned this format. I want to do more of this. Who are you helping right now with TikTok for Business?
For sure. So now we are focused on established female entrepreneurs that are coaches or consultants that have digital courses. because okay, I cool. know them. I am them.
You are. Okay. And so with that, let's answer the million-dollar question. How do we sell? How do we make money from TikTok?
For sure. So one of the things I always tell people is that TikTok is not different than Facebook and Instagram. It's just 100% videos, right? Mm-hmm. Now, right now on TikTok, you can do 15 seconds or up to 10 minute videos. But for the most part, it's short pieces of content and it's more creativity. So those of us that are coaches, consultants, whatever, we're used to doing long form content, like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, YouTube videos and all that. But I always tell people that the number one thing that we know is serve, then sell, right? And so with TikTok, it's the exact same thing. Instead of you doing 10 minute videos, you're doing 15 second videos or 30 second videos or 1 minute video. You've got this long YouTube video and you can either take the content, cut it up and use it on TikTok, or take the bullet points of what you would say in a Facebook Live and turn it into a short piece of content and become the expert. Now, I sell on TikTok in a couple of different ways. One, if you're watching the video we're on right now, I strategically built the back end of my presentation back here so that my books would show and view. And so I tell my clients that if you have some type of physical product or something, set up your background and put your product back there as like product placement. You're not talking about it all the time. Most times you're not, but it's still selling because it's in the background. Sure. Also, we all know about the bio, that the bio on our social media pages tell people who we are, what we do, and how we serve them. And so I always tell people that you're trying to sell something, tell them what you do in your bio, and then tell them what to do. Click the clickable link. Now, in terms of in TikTok videos, there's a lot of different ways to do it. One, it is serving in a particular video and then telling them, if you want this, go and purchase it. Two, a lot of times I will tell the success stories of my clients. You know, we do a little bit of one-on-one, but for the most part, we do courses. And so we're always sharing the success stories of what has happened with our clients. And when you share that, a person says, I want to be your client, right? But also in these short pieces of content, I am just serving them. Like, for example, I've been teaching people on TikTok the value of having an email list. And so you're starting about with the value, then you're teaching the basics of like an offer, you're teaching about the opt-in, maybe the tripwire, and you're just teaching them all these little things that they would need to know if they were in this big coaching program with me. And every single time I give them one piece, they want more. And I'm able to say, either they're commenting, I can say, hey, if you want to join our course, you know, click the link, you can join us. But most times I'm trying to get people to just grab the free tool that's going to help them get started with TikTok. And once they get that free tool, we're going to serve them with that amazing tool, but we're also going to offer them something to buy from us. Like, I always tell people that when I look at TikTok, it's like a massive lead generator. It's like the fastest lead generator I've ever experienced outside of an ad, right? And if you do it right, you will have thousands of people joining your email list, and then you just convert them into customers.
So two things that come out of that. Number one, and this is a question I had early on, and I know the answer to it now, but a lot of people think like, wait, my audience isn't on there because it's all teenagers on TikTok. Crush that for us.
Yeah. Like,
what's the reality?
For sure. So at this point, I believe it's right around, let's just say 50. Let's just exaggerate. 50% of the people on TikTok are 20 years of age and under. That means 50% of the people on the platform are 21 years of age and older, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, well, I don't see my people on the platform. That just means they're not posting. That just means that they're consuming. TikTok has done their own stats. And if you look and just Google demographics of TikTok 2022, you're going to see the astronomical numbers that there are millions of people on TikTok that are 50, that are 60, millions that are 40s and 30s. And so they're all there, but for the most part, they don't know how to TikTok. So they're just consuming. That's like anytime you poll a room of business people, how many of you guys have watched a TikTok video? The hands go up like crazy. How many of you all are posting? And you'll see four.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we think it's so hard.
Yeah.
Right. And so going back to the points that you were making about how to sell and how to generate leads, I would assume that we're not doing that in like every video.
Right.
that we're doing? Like, what's kind of the, do you follow like a frequency in which you have a call to action, or is it just like, what's the story there?
For sure. When I am intentional, and I'm not always intentional, I have a really good time with TikTok. I mean, I have a blast with that platform. Mm-hmm. Okay. But when I'm really intentional, I am doing, I would say out of 4 videos a day, if I'm doing 4, 3 of them I'm serving without a direct call to action. And then one of them says, follow for more or visit my profile. Because what we've learned is that the artificial intelligence is picking up the phrase, click the link in my bio, link in bio. They're clicking up that. They're picking it up, and they're kind of suppressing content, I think. And so mm-hmm. we've been saying, go to my profile, go to my page, and check out what we have to offer versus saying, click the link. But I would say 25% of the time is when I'm actually giving a call to action. But 100% of the time, I am giving a call to action in my comments. So I'm going to my comments, sure. and I would say, for this book, click the link on my profile, and then I pin that comment to the top.
So, or you could, or didn't I heard you say recently, like, you can say, a lot of people are saying Bink and Lio or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah. And so I was doing that, but I'm still seeing some suppression. So I'm like, okay, let's just say, go to my profile until they,
go to my profile. You know.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, all right. When you did your presentation for the accelerators recently, you were showing some examples. A lot of them we were showing of your own. I was looking at that. I was like, holy cow, that seems like a lot of work. You showed a couple where you're changing clothes, and you made a good point because I asked you about it. You're like, I've been doing this for so long now. And this was like one of the first times that you had done it, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
How do we make this so it's not so much work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
every single sure. day.
So it's really important to first, I always tell people that social media has changed, right? Every social media platform has changed its entire platform to mirror TikTok.
Yeah.
And so as marketers, it's so important for us to go, okay, this is the time of shifting. So what we used to do, we can't do it anymore, right? So that's the first thing, is just to change the mindset. The second thing is to note that batch creating is your very, very best friend. You know, when I have like a free Saturday and I really know that I'm going to be busy coming up, I will have 5, maybe 6 outfits here in my office. I'll have a bunch of different videos that I'm going to shoot, lots of topics, and then I'll just shoot for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever. And I'll have like maybe 50, 60, 70 videos that are sitting in my drafts. Now, what I will say is that when you first get started on TikTok, it's absolutely overwhelming. It is overwhelming. There are so many mm-hmm. buttons. There's so much going on, but it's important that you take a look and go, okay, I can't learn everything. I can't do everything, but what I can do is point, shoot, and post. And if you start with just learning how to point, shoot, post, then learning how to use a timer, then learning how to use text on screen, then learning how to make it disappear, then you'll find yourself making it. It'll be so much more easier. But a lot of people, they see all the fancy effects or things that happen in videos that they feel like they have to do all that. I didn't do any of that when I got to my first 10,000. I didn't.
Oh, really?
I didn't know how.
Wait, were you just like in front of your camera talking?
Yes. Yes.
For real? Like, this gives me so much hope.
Yes. Yeah. Like I learned how to do what they call, I guess they call it jump cuts. I was just calling it cut, where I would talk and stop, talk and stop. And that's all I was doing, was talking and stopping. But what I was teaching people was so valuable, because it's the same thing we teach on Facebook, Instagram, and podcasts. We're just teaching it on TikTok to a global audience. And so when I was doing that, people, they just wanted the info. They didn't care how fancy the video was. Even now, people, like, you will see people that are making a killing on TikTok, and you're like, how? Because they want the information. We think they want the fancy stuff. Like, I've had people come through my course and they're like frustrated because I'm not showing them transitions. And I'm like, do you want to learn transitions, or do you want more zeros in your bank account? They go, the zeros. I'm like, great. I don't know transitions. I know zeros.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to do all that.
All right. So, cause I was going to ask you, like, all right, what would you say to me, who I don't consider myself super creative, and I'm currently not on. I've had so many students, current accelerators, challenge me to be on TikTok. But what would you say to me to get started with it?
For sure. So the first thing I would say is I would ask you who you're trying to target. Mm-hmm. And then I would tell you to first brain dump. Or just tell everybody, what could you talk about, like from the basics to the advanced. The next thing I would tell you to do is to go onto the platform. At the bottom of the screen, you'll see a word that says discover. Click on discover. At the top, you're going to see a search box. And then I want you to type in that search box one or two words about what it is that you do. And then start binge watching the content of the creators that are doing what it is that you do and teaching. That's going to give you creativity for the next 6 years. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that everything on TikTok is like rinse and repeat. So not necessarily the actual content of what we're teaching, but the way and the manner that we're doing it is someone else's creative idea. And it's a normal thing on TikTok for us to see somebody do something and then recreate it for our own businesses. People don't get upset when you recreate their idea unless you steal a dance. That's a whole thing with the dance community on TikTok.
Right.
Don't steal someone's dance or it's going down. But in the creative space, like I think that I'm creative, but 99.9% of the stuff on my TikTok, I was inspired by somebody else.
You showed us a video when you did the presentation of you doing the worm. My team said to me, "Oh, I want to see you do that." And I was like, I would totally do that. Yeah. Like, I don't mind doing that. You said something in your social media marketing world presentation that I thought was like such a great way to look at it. And you talked about the 501 version of you. Talk to us about that. What is that?
Yes. So we all have the 9-to-5 personality. And that's the personality we all develop because we went to school. We all had corporate jobs or whatever. And we had to abide by the HR, you know, HR rules. But then we all have this 501 personality that once we clock out, we're an entirely different person. And people know all day long. And I tell people that TikTok is asking for the 501 personality, right? And so I'm very polished. You know, I am how I am. Mm-hmm. But when those lights come on, lights, camera, action, I am like Jim Carrey, SpongeBob SquarePants. Like that is just me all day, every day. And TikTok, what I learned when I started being that with business, my success just went through the roof on the platform and other platforms because I was more of my natural self. But also, TikTok is a place of entertainment. People are going there to escape from the craziness of Facebook, escape from their present reality, you know, and TikTok is just like, it's this incredible jungle that I would call it. And so if we're going to be there putting out this business content, then we can't be like the guy from The Difference is Clear Eyes. We can't be like him. We have to be creative. Now, I am someone who would do the worm. I did fall off of a bed recently intentionally for a video, but that's me.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It's a mess. I mean, it's a clean mess, but it's at 60,000 views on TikTok. You know, nice. So it's just nice. Like, it's about finding out what is your personality. Now, I have some introverts that work with us who don't do anything of what I do, and they're still incredibly successful because it's about their 501 personality, not my personality.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that I follow, like that I run up against myself because I'm an introvert, right? Now, when I get on here or when I get on stage or whatever, like I light up, like, or I'm coaching or in person or whatever, like, let's bring it. Right. But I don't have, you know, like I consider myself, I kind of fall, and I've talked about it here on the show before. Like, I feel like that I kind of have just like a, just pretty even keeled personality.
Yeah.
Right. And so I've been trying to figure out like, how do I take it up a few notches to a platform like TikTok?
Yeah. But see, so more than likely, you don't even have to take it up another notch. You can literally just be how you are, you know, because it's easier for you to just be exactly the same way you are all the time than to try to take it up, you know, like for me to try to go, I can't go more. I can just be here, you know?
Right,
and when someone wants me to like box in and be more tame. It's like, it's like restrictive, you know?
Yeah.
But it's really about like just starting with like, this is who I am. This is how I am. Let me create content like this. And once I get even more comfortable with the platform and how I'm creating content, then you may find yourself getting inspired and creating something else. But also what ends up happening is that once you start creating content and you start seeing the other creative content that's being shown to you on the For You feed, mm-hmm. you start going, oh, I can do that. And then you start doing things that you normally would not do. I mean, I've seen people in the space and I'm like, did they really just do that? I didn't even know that was their personality, but mm-hmm. it came out the more comfortable they got with the platform.
But what I'm hearing is you don't need to start off with the fancy stuff. Mm-mm. You can just start off. You said the first 10,000 followers I had was like me talking to my phone.
Yes. I mean, one of my clients is extremely introverted. She mm-hmm. literally talked directly to camera about medicinal mushrooms or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the video went viral. She gained, I think it was like 50,000 followers overnight and 20,000 people joined her email list.
Holy cow.
One video. Very introverted.
Wow. That's awesome. So one thing I'm amazed at, and you alluded to it earlier, where you said, look at what other people are doing in terms of the videos that they're putting out, mm-hmm. especially outside of your space. And you can take the concepts that they're doing and then use that concept for what you're doing. How do you, because like my wife does this extremely well with her mm-hmm. TikTok videos. She like will take a trend and then, you know, she's an online health coach, right?
Yeah.
So she'll put out like, how did you come up with that idea? Like, how did you take this over here where the trend is for this and then make it your own for over here? And you do that all the time. Like,
yes.
Where does that inspiration come from?
For sure. So the first thing, it does come from the initial video that you watched. Mm-hmm. But also you can, once you see the initial video, you can actually click on the sound and it's going to take you to all like hundreds and thousands of other videos of people that have used the sound. And so you can then just binge watch and get some creative ideas. But if you've already done this brain dump about what your clients are needing, you know, what they experience, how things can be relatable, and like, and you take the scenario and you're like, okay, if my client or ideal client was watching this, what is the scenario I can do that they will be able to relate to, that I can also relate to? Now, I will say your first 5 to 7, maybe 10, may be absolutely terrible, because you're trying to really learn how to be creative with your particular content for your audience. But mm-hmm. that's normal, because I tell people that what we are doing on TikTok is not normal. So like, take a sound from Will Smith and Chris Rock getting into a tussle and mm-hmm. someone turning it into a piece of content for a business. That is not normal. We have never done marketing right. that way right. ever, you know, yeah. but we have taken the sounds from Goodfellas and turned them into strategic content. So it is going to take time of trying a trend and flipping it. But eventually what happens, once you get it, it doesn't matter what trend it is. It's just going to come to you so fast, because now you've trained your brain how to think about a trend.
Do you think there's any niches that wouldn't work?
No.
On TikTok?
No, because everybody is there. Like, I mean, during COVID, I got all of my COVID news from TikTok, not from the news station. I got it from an Asian doctor in New York who was dancing. He was dancing and delivering very hardcore facts about COVID. Mm-hmm. And I've never gotten doctor's advice from someone dancing before. You know, I've watched the Wall Street Journal, like them give facts about Ukraine. I mean, everybody, every niche is on TikTok. But there's a guy on TikTok who keeps going viral when he shows people how to open an apple. Like most of us, we cut an apple down the center, mm-hmm. but he showed people how to put your finger on the left and on the right and just pull and the apple pulls apart. Who knew? But every single niche is on TikTok. And I mean, just think about it. We all like what we like. We all go down a rabbit trail of whatever we like. The average person would not know that I love watching soldiers coming home, surprising their families. I love to watch gender reveals, all these things, but everything is there. Everyone.
How do we get discovered? So if somebody's starting out, so like me right now, I think I have like 13 followers and they're just like, I don't know how, I don't know why, because I have no content on there.
Oh,
but how do we get discovered when we're just getting going?
For sure. So TikTok, there's a bunch of different pages, but one of the pages is the following page. And the following page is where if someone follows you and you post your content, then they're going to see your content there. That's like the Facebook feed when someone friend requests you. But then there is the For You feed. And that's the feed where TikTok is taking your content and they're pushing it out to people that they think would be interested in your content. So I have cats. I like cats. If I watch one or two, maybe three cat videos, I've just told the algorithm, send me more cat videos. So if people start posting videos about their cats and their videos are good, TikTok is going to serve me those videos. So if you start teaching about, let's just say, podcasting on TikTok, and there's people that really enjoy podcasting content, then TikTok is going to say, I'm going to send this piece of content to Sherry to see what she'll be interested in, what he's got to say. And it just continues. It continues on that way. Now, you can use hashtags on TikTok. People aren't searching hashtags, but you can use the hashtags. And what they do is, again, with podcasting, if you type the word hashtag podcasting and post it in your video, then you're telling TikTok, send this video to anyone that has used the hashtag podcasting or has interacted with a piece of content that has had the hashtag podcasting. So then you can intentionally send your content to people, but also just because of who you are, once TikTok learns you and learns your content, they know where to send your content to.
Yeah. And I didn't know that about the hashtags where it will show it to people who have interacted with that kind of content. Mm-hmm. That's super interesting. You also showed us where you can tell the algorithm that I don't want more of these videos. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Can you just share real quick? Like, so I'm scrolling through, I see a video. I'm like, this is not relevant to me. Not interested. I don't want to see this type of content anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that's going to happen as soon as you get on TikTok is there's going to show you a lot of random stuff. And some of it may be stuff you're like, what is happening? Well, what you want to do is immediately when you see something you're not interested in, just hold your finger down on the screen and then a box is going to pop up and you want to click not interested. And that's telling TikTok, show me less of this. The more you do that, the less you're going to see the content you don't want to see. And then if you do want to see certain content, when you watch a video that you like, just hit the like button on the video so you can train the algorithm what to show you.
More like people coming home and reuniting with their families
yes,
and so forth.
Exactly.
What are some tools or apps that you use to make this easier?
Yeah.
Do you like do editing right in TikTok? Are there other things that you use?
So 99% of my videos are all edited inside of TikTok. I only use the app called Splice, S-P-L-I-C-E, if I'm trying to do something special that I've seen. Like the video you saw of me like changing outfits, that's the first time I've ever done that. And so I use an app called Splice to do that.
So is that how you do like the whole, like you take like a shirt and you like throw it at yourself?
Oh no. So that's the 3 second timer. And basically what they're doing is, so what you're saying is like someone is wearing one outfit and then they take a shirt and they bring it to themselves. And then suddenly they're wearing an entirely different outfit. Well, what they did was they recorded themselves with the shirt and they've made the motion and then they stopped recording. And then they can use Splice or you can just use TikTok for this. Then they've recorded themselves the second time in that same TikTok frame of them like doing the motion where it's like they're adjusting as if they just popped into the outfit. Mm-hmm. And then once they finish recording that, then there's a feature called Adjust Clips. And if you click on Adjust Clips, then it will allow you to splice those two together to where the transition is very seamless. TikTok has that all built into the platform.
Cool. So Splice, is that really the only one that you're using?
Yep.
Interesting. So what I'm kind of gathering here is like, just get started. And your audience is there, get started. And I love how you said earlier, like make a commitment to it. Mm-hmm. You committed for 6 months originally, like, I'm going to post every single day and I'm just going to try something small, like new, but yet small mm-hmm. each time that you post. That reminds me, what about the frequency mm-hmm. of posting? How often should we be looking at posting?
So when you're first getting started, I always tell people you want to try to have lots of content on the platform, because a lot of people, like, in order to get a clickable link in your bio and to go live on TikTok, you have to get to your first 1,000 followers. And so in order to do that, like, people are going to follow accounts when they know what your account is about. And so I tell people to, yes, update your bio, but try to post as many pieces of content as you can in your first couple of days, couple of weeks. That way, when your video gets sent to someone on the For You feed and they come back to your profile, they're able to actually scroll through the content on your page to see what your page is about and then make the decision to actually want to follow your account. So minimum, you want to be posting once a day to be sustained on TikTok. But if you're trying to grow, I would say 3 to 4 little pieces of content per day. Now, I know it sounds like a lot, but when we think about, like, all the content we've created for Instagram and Facebook, though, that content can actually be cut up. Or if you learn how to batch record, you can jump in on some TikTok trends or just teach and, you know, and post all the video out. It is a lot initially, but mm-hmm. it isn't like that all the time.
But I mean, you've proven here, and you talked about the plenty of examples where somebody can gain thousands of followers literally mm-hmm. overnight
and
hit that number.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen someone hit, like, she's an attorney and she's very strategic with her content, but she also has an agency behind her too. But mm-hmm. she gained like 3 million followers in 3 weeks.
What?
Mm-hmm. But she's an attorney and she's very strategic. And yeah. what she has done is she finds loopholes inside of contracts. So if someone gets a Louis Vuitton bag and then mm-hmm. the handbag breaks within 12 months or something, she's got this, she's read all the fine print and knows that if you go to Louis Vuitton, they will actually either give you the cost of the bag or the bag back. And so she takes these little things and she turns them into like skits between her and a brand, and people go, what? I didn't know that. And she just grows so, so fast with that.
I saw one recently where I think she was an attorney, but she was doing that for the airlines.
That's her. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's her?
Erica. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's brilliant. She's like, how did you know this? Because I did the work for you or something like that.
That's her. Uh-huh. But she has an agency behind her, though. That's what when I was researching her, I said, okay, this is brilliant, but yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, the other question before we start to wrap up here is it okay to be posting using our reels and posting on TikTok and vice versa?
Yes. So technically, yes. Now, Reels has made it very clear that they are giving like preferential treatment to those that create content on Reels. And they do not want to have the TikTok watermark on the Instagram Reels. And some of the people's mm-hmm. videos are still doing well, but they just made it very clear that that's not what they want. So what I always teach people is that if you're going to post a reel and you got to post, move it from Reels to TikTok, Reels logo is in the lower left-hand corner. You can just crop it. Once you finish posting it and it saves to your phone, you can just crop the logo out. With TikTok, you can definitely move your TikTok videos to Instagram. You just want to either screen record your videos before you post, or you can use, currently this app works, but it may not work in the future. Mm-hmm. It's called SnapTik, SnapTik, where you can take your TikTok link, post it in there, and it'll remove the watermark, and then you can post it to Instagram Reels.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kenya, I think you've convinced me.
Come on, you got this. It's just about getting started. It, like, literally, it's just about getting started. And those people that get started now, you know, are the ones. Like, I'm glad I got started in 2020 because it's changed my entire business, you know? But there's still a lot of time because people still don't get it.
Well, I think that too. I kind of liken it to, in a weird kind of way, I mean, this is how my brain works, right? Like, I liken it to like YouTube advertising or mm-hmm. Google AdWords and doing it yourself. Like, there's a big learning curve there. Mm-hmm. But when you figure it out, there's huge upside there. Now, granted, social media, like, but the point of it is like, there's a learning curve, and it's the people who are willing to learn and put the time in to figure out how to take advantage of this platform.
Yes.
those are the people who are going to win.
Yeah.
You know, and like you make a great point. Like getting in, it's still early, right? Getting in now, learning the platform, because as you mentioned, so many people are on the platform, but yet and want to take advantage of it maybe for the business, but are like, wait, I have no idea how to do this. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, I'm just going to focus on other things instead. Yes. So big opportunity.
That's like when YouTube first came out, I guarantee there were people like, I would never go online on video and search how to unplug my stove. Yeah. And now we go to YouTube for everything, you know, and but the people that got in early are the winners.
Yeah. I love it. So where can people connect with you? I know there's going to be a ton of people that are like, wait, I want to learn more about this. I want all the things.
Yeah, for sure.
I want Kenya in my life. How can I have more Kenya?
For sure. So the number one place you can find me, of course, is on TikTok at Kenya Kelly. But if you're not a TikTok person yet, you can go to Instagram. Everything of mine is Kenya Kelly, including our website. And then we do have like a free tool that's for entrepreneurs. And that is at TikTokwithKenya.com.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. And your book, which you can see over your shoulder in the video here. What's the name of the book and where can people get it?
It's called Before You Quit Your Job, A Strategic Guide for Entrepreneurs. It's on my website and it's on Amazon and Kindle.
Awesome. KenyaKelly.com, everybody. Yep. K-E-E-N-Y-A, Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.com. Follow her on all the things. Connect with her on TikTok. Let her know you heard her on the podcast here. Yes. I'll link everything up in the show notes for the episode here today. Kenya, thank you so much. I was, you know, selfishly asking a lot of questions for myself. This has been super helpful for me.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people listening are going to find a ton of useful things in here too for them as well. So thank you again for coming on.
You're welcome. You're going to crush it. I'm excited for you.
All right. Make sure that you go follow Kenya on TikTok, connect with her on Instagram, check out her book, do all the things. I've linked everything up on the show notes for today's episode over at rickmulready.com. Thank you as always for tuning in today. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss any episodes here on the podcast, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Castro or whatever it is that you're listening on. Make sure you hit that subscribe or the follow button so that you don't miss any of the episodes. And if you haven't already, by the way, it is still very helpful. If you want to support the show, go leave a quick rating and review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It's still very, very helpful and allows us to reach more people with our message. So thank you in advance for doing that. And thank you as always for tuning in today. I appreciate you, my friend. Until next time, be well. And I'll talk to you soon.